Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on, Zion, clap those hands with me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, come on, Mike. Come on, come on, come on. Do them up like this, do them up like this. Come on. Here we go. Let's.
Thank you.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. It is your strength.
And help me sing it.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
The joy.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Somebody needs to know today.
The joy of the Lord.
Oh, the joy.
Yeah.
some great and some small. You being God, delivered me from them all. Still can't believe all the way you made. Oh Lord, in
we Paul, unmute your mic. Unmute your mic. They cannot hear you.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Oh, my goodness. That works. You mean I did all that and nobody heard it? Wow. I started off a new way tonight, man. I came in with Happy Sunday, Buenas noches, Guten Nacht, Bonsoir. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. I caught myself being all special and nobody heard me. Wow. I hate that mute button sometimes. But anyway, welcome everybody. We have the Inspiration Factory, offering of Epiphany, the Surreal Entertainment Network, as they present the Inspiration Factory. You got your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my buddy and partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. What's going on, Van? Thank you for unmuting me.
Ain't nothing, Paul. I'm doing good, man. How are you?
You know, I'm a little tired, but I'm good. I'm good. It's a good tired. You know, I went to, we had, as my great nephews would call it, Forever Church tonight. I got there at 3 o'clock, and I left at 7, and they still hadn't completely finished. They were winding down, pretty much close to finishing, but I had to leave. So, yeah, we were getting it in today. So it's a good tired, you know? I don't mind these kind of tires.
Sounds good. But that's a long time. That's a long time.
Yeah, buddy. Tell me about it. I was there. But, you know, it really... You know, when you're caught up in praising and worshiping, you don't really notice how long you were there. It's, you know, when I finally looked at my clock, it was already 6 o'clock, and usually 5:30-ish we're out of there. And it was already 6 o'clock then, and we weren't even close to winding down at that point, you know. So, yeah. But it's all good. And, you know, the spirit was moving, it was just a good time. Tiresome, but a good time. So I'm explaining, not complaining, mind you.
Absolutely.
Y'all, listen, I want y'all to be aware that we are sponsored by, tell us who we're sponsored by, man. You know, that entity that gives you that bling-bling, that makes your heart
want to sing. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, we're sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine.
Yeah. Who wants average?
Sure.
Who wants to be average? I mean, everybody's average, you know, or be average. You want to be a cut above. And them Raw Links, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you got to look them up on Facebook. Them things is blanging. Sheesh. I'm kind of mad at him because he's trying to break me. Man, did you see that? You see that new that Johnny had up there with the little microphone on it?
Yeah, man. Oh yeah.
Torchy bracelet. I need that in my life.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna start claiming him as a dependent on my taxes now. Can I do that, Mr. Numbers Man? Can I do that?
Claim it on your taxes?
Yeah, claim him as a dependent. As much money as he's getting out of me, I mean.
Nah, you can't do it. No? You can't do it. If he makes over a certain amount of money, you can't do it. So, yeah.
Oh, well. It was a glimmer.
It's going to be. No.
Well, I welcome everybody here tonight. Tonight, we have a theme that's, it's kind of really not like a theme because this is something that we do on a regular here at the Inspiration Factory. We're talking about God's grace. And, you know, that's no stranger to the Inspiration Factory. We talk about God's grace. The fact that we have the Inspiration Factory is the perfect example of God's grace. So, you know, it's not, it's kind of like open mic, but it's a God's grace thing, you know. So they go hand in hand, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But before we do any of that, there's one most paramount, never-changing way that we start our program, and that's in prayer. And I know I usually throw my brother Van under the bus and prick like ask him to pray us in. But would you mind if I pray this in this evening, Van?
You get me? Man, no, not at all. Go ahead, brother.
You know, this is a twofold request. One is because I want to pray for the program and the platform and all of the callers, of course. But I also want to add in my cousin who has, she's really, really going through it. She's been suffering from migraines for the past 3 months, every day, in and out of the hospital. I mean, 2 week hospital stays and nothing seems to work. So I need to pray. And the second fold is, I beat you to the punch so you can throw me under the bus and get me to do it first.
Good job, Paul. Good job.
I can read your mind long distance, man.
I love it, man. I love it.
If you folks don't mind joining us at the throne, then we can get things started. Heavenly most gracious Father, we come before your throne of mercy, your throne of grace this evening, Father God. First and foremost, asking forgiveness for those things that we may have done that was unpleasing to you, and those things that we did not do that we should have done, particularly those things that we didn't do knowing that we should have, knowing that that's what you expected of us. So please, Father, forgive us. Father God, we ask that you would bless this platform this evening, that you would put your hedge of protection around this platform this evening to stop the wiles of the enemy. Father God, don't let your flow be interrupted by Satan this evening, Father God. I ask that you would place your blessings upon all the callers, those who call in to spit with us, those who call in to listen, those who wanted to call in and could not for whatever reason, Father God. Bless them. Hold them in your arms, Father God, and show them your ever-loving mercy. Father God, for Dietra, my cousin, Lord, meet her where she needs to be met, Father God. I don't know the purpose of her trial, her Job moment, Father God, but give her the strength to get through this season in her life, Father God. If it be your will, Father God, shock the doctors, shock her, shock everybody that knows her, and just stop those migraines. Because we know you're able, Lord. But we also know that your will must be done. So we thank you, and we invite you into that. Father God, just meet her. Give her, bless her and her family, Father God. Bless all the callers. Bless this platform as we join together, Father God, to talk about your grace. We got a lot to say on that topic, Father. We just love you, Lord. We thank you for being who you are. And we pray these things in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine the migraine, number one, because I hear that that's kind of paramount to childbirth with the amount of pain that those that suffer migraines go through. But to have a continuous migraine for 3 months, is beyond my comprehension. So I really hope that you would continue to hold my cousin Deidre up in prayer. And I'm calling you all family because that's what we are in this little group here. We family. So I would ask that you would hold my cousin Deidre up in prayer on a day-to-day basis as you guys do your daily prayers. And with that, I think I already said what the platform was for tonight, and it's God's grace. But like I said, that's pretty much every Sunday night at the Inspiration Factory. Now, Dan, I'm going to let you flip the coin and call heads or tails as to which one of us goes first tonight.
Oh, shucks. I'm going to go with tails.
I use a nut. Oh, I haven't heard that one in a minute. But you're showing your age with that.
I know, right? Hey, listen, hold on. Since you said that, allow me to humbly thank my Heavenly Father for allowing me to see the ripe old age of 48 on yesterday. Hey. So,
I am so sorry. I forgot to mention.
It's okay. It's all right. I don't want to negate what God has done for me in these 48 years.
Right.
When I wasn't walking with him, and now that I am walking with him. So
yes.
I'm going to be here as long as he allows me to be, and he allowed me to see year number 48. So, God, I thank you. I honor you, and I appreciate you, and I love you.
Yes.
I had to get that out, Paul. I'm sorry.
And don't you dare apologize for that. I apologize for not bringing it up, because you know what? And I know I'm going to regret saying this because you're going to use this to come back at me on numerous occasions, but I'm giving you some ammunition. This is a freebie, man. You and my daughter are the same age.
What'd you say now? You want to, would you like to repeat that again for the listening audience?
Never. No.
You're sure now. Okay.
Absolutely positive. How's that one?
Okay.
Look that one up.
All right. But I'm gonna lock that one away in my file cabinet, known as my mind. So I'm locking it away. Just to let you know.
I knew that when I said it. That's why I told you I'm giving you some ammunition. I know it's gonna repeat. It's gonna revisit me again. But that's okay. It's a blessing.
Amen.
It's
it
a
is.
Particularly when you look at the news or just look out in your neighborhood and see those younger than us that have not made it. With the way the world is today, some of these kids feel blessed to make it to 20. And it is a blessing because there are so many under that age that don't make it. It's scary. It's painful. That's a better word. It's painful to see the way things are today. It's not scary because I know where I'm going. So it's not scary to me.
Absolutely.
But it's painful.
What the song say? Going up to yonder.
Yes, indeed. Tremaine Hawkins.
I'm going
up
to
yonder. Yes.
Yeah.
To be with who? To be with my Lord.
To be with my Lord. Mm.
And we talk about God's grace tonight. Let me tell you, when I was out there in the street smoking crack, one night, it was like 4 in the morning, and I'm skipping. So I go out the house, I'm going to walk around the neighborhood just to see who's out there to continue the festivities, if that's what you want to call it. When a white guy in a Volkswagen, a yellow Volkswagen, stops and gets out of the driver's side and says, "Yo, my man," and me, being the crackhead that I was, I go up to his car and say, "Yo, what's up?" Thinking that he's somebody he want to buy something so I can go get it for him and I can get something out of the deal. Because, you see a dude with a brown jacket, run past here? I said, "Well, no, I'm just coming out the house." He said, "Well, he just robbed me," and he put a pistol in my face and said, "Well, I should rob you instead." And in me, in my drug-crazed mind, the only thing I could think to say was, "Oh, well, God is my father, so I know where I'm going, so go ahead and shoot." Put the gun away and drove off. That's God's grace.
Yes, it is. You better say that, Paul.
Okay. Because my stupid self, it didn't really hit me that I was in danger of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But even in that fallen state, God's grace kept me cool, calm, and collected. You know, he kept me cooler than I would have ever been had I was in my right mind thinking of how to react to that situation. I probably would have got myself killed. You know,
if me
had responded. These
you
are
sure
the types of things that God's grace affords us. You know? Going up yonder is a beautiful song.
We're talking about God's grace. I mean, I got so many stories about God's grace, right? I was 16 years old, Sunday raining morning, on my way to the grocery store to get the groceries for the house, like I usually do for my grandmother, my great-grandmother, every Sunday morning, right? It's raining.
Uh-huh.
I don't use an umbrella. I usually just go get wet and come on back. And I went the same route every Sunday. Same route every Sunday. This particular Sunday, I see two guys walking down the street on the opposite side of the street. I didn't think nothing of it. I have a tendency to be looking down at the ground when I'm walking. Right, when I'm familiar and I know where I'm going, I have that tendency to be looking down at the ground.
Uh-huh.
When I looked up, the two guys that were on the opposite side of the street were, one was in my face and one was behind me.
Oh, wow.
With a gun pointed in my back.
Mm.
And they were robbing me. Now, mind you, I might have had like a $10 watch on. Maybe $40 of cash, my grandmother's cash.
Uh-huh.
But I had on my high school ring that my grandmother bought me. And I had it tucked in such a manner that they could not see it.
Uh-huh.
Do you know God's grace allowed them to just take what they could, the watch, the money, and that was it? And they had me walk up the street and don't look back. And me thinking that I was going to get shot in the back.
Right, right.
But I dipped off into the alley once I got clear, and they were gone. But God's grace saved me that day,
yes,
being a victim of violence, from them taking my high school ring. And I didn't even know him. You understand what I'm saying, Paul? At 16, I did not know him. But my grandmother did.
Oh, speak on it. Preach.
And I know when the song says, I had a praying grandmother. Mm-hmm. I had a praying grandmother who was making sure that God's grace covered me every day I left the house. And God's grace showed up for me this day. So I could talk about God's grace a lot.
Man, you had me coming up with another memory of God's grace, but we wouldn't bring in any callers if we continued like this. I know.
Myself,
this is a never-ending story. Because His grace is so bountiful.
Yes.
You can talk about it all day long and never run out of and never repeat yourself and never run out of things to talk about.
Never run out.
How?
Right.
Okay. How could I can't even fathom. And that's just for this is just you and I talking. Thinking the billions of people in the world that are recipients of God's grace.
Yes.
Those that don't know Him, those that even turn their backs on Him. Unless they're in that reprobate state. But those that have, oh, my goodness, it's just, it's mind-boggling. His grace is just sufficient.
Thank you, God.
Well, let me tell you. Mm. You know, I see everybody's hand is raised now. There was a few sitting in the cut just listening, but I see everybody's hands raised now. So what do you say? You flip that coin. I'm going to call ahead.
I called Tails already. First.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Flip a coin.
I know you usually don't have coins. You don't carry that chump change, and you got some bills.
Yes, I do.
We like to kind of
yes, I do. You know what? Yes,
we got
yes,
the kind
I
of
do.
We like to kind of.
So, heads, you go first. Tails, I go first.
Yes.
You flipping or you want me to flip? Heads.
You get to go first.
Oh. Heads, you go first. Tails, I go first.
Oh.
It was heads,
yeah.
You go first.
I was trying to. I knew it was going to be heads. I should have flipped it. Not that I don't think that you're being ethical and honest about this, man. Don't take it that way.
Should have, coulda, woulda.
Yeah, okay.
But the mic is yours, good
but
brother.
That's okay. Thank you, King. I have a piece that the fact that I was able to write this piece is the perfect example of God's grace. And this piece is called Deadbeat Christian. This is a poem written mainly for myself. Yeah. So now, you know, I talk to myself. This poem is a wake-up call and a question to myself. And that question is, am I wasting and squandering my God-given Christian wealth? This is where I must dig real deep and be brutally honest with me. This is where I have to question myself about who it is that truly reigns inside of me. Who do my actions show as my true deity? There's so much talk these days about deadbeat dads going around, but when it comes to deadbeat Christians, you don't hear nary a sound. And there's much too much of that going around. So now I must ask myself, yeah, and answer myself. Where have I become slack? What is the cause of my spiritual lack? But more importantly is, how do I get it back? How do I get back on track? It seems that against me doing that, the odds are stacked. So how do I get back to when I first fell in love with God? How do I revisit, restore, and renew my past fire? Huh? How, saints? How do I return to God, return God to his rightful place as my first desire? Now, I've never claimed to be a genius, but believe me, this ain't rocket science. A choice must be made through actions that show to whom I swear my loyalty and my allegiance. Incredibly, the only times through my journey upon this earth that were successful, that were truly enjoyable, peaceful even, was when I took everything to the throne. When I stripped myself bare and acknowledged that I could not and did not want to go it alone. When I was in my fervent, anticipatory, unwavering, praise God zone. When I was so connected and directed, I knew and displayed that spiritually I had grown when the name of Jesus I had known. I must prayerfully and determinedly fight with every fiber of me, those demons that constantly attack me. I must rely solely upon that power almighty, that power that by a simple thought parted the waters of the Red Sea. And that's how I can escape being a deadbeat Christian again. how I can once again be more victorious over my sins, how even in valleys and fears and failings, with my focus on him, I still, praise God, win. And that faith is how I will never, ever be a deadbeat Christian again, following and emulating and trusting and relying on the only person to exist in existence completely sin-free, to give God a life sentence inside of me. Deadbeat Christian will never again describe one iota of me, because I swear my all to the one true God in three. I am filled to overflow with the forgiving, loving, all-powerful Holy Trinity. And that's how I will never be a deadbeat Christian again. Be blessed. Divine inspiration.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir. The conviction. Never wanting to be a deadbeat Christian.
Well, I never wanted to be. But
you know what we call them?
With that peace, what we call them?
We call those pew warmers. They just come in, they warm the pew, and then they leave.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that peace, brother. That was an eye-opener.
When he gave that to me, sometimes the enemy makes you think too much of yourself, or think more of yourself than you should think, I guess. And I had to get taken back a notch and realize that you think you all that, but look at this is where you full of slack. You know, you haven't done this. You should have done that. You could have and didn't. And this is where the coulda, woulda, and shoulda means something very, 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 very important. And that piece convicted me. As I was writing that piece, that tears was falling down my eyes, because I'm saying, oh, my God, I did allow myself to slip up on this. I should have did that. What is wrong with me? But, you know, it's all part of the journey. But the grace of God allows you to go through that and to recognize, whoa, like I said, I got to get back on track. And he's no slouch. He shows exactly what you need to do, just like he did from the very beginning. And it's so easy to get back on track. Just drop in, just ask for forgiveness and do better. He allows do-over. That's his grace. That's his grace.
Wow. His grace is sufficient.
Yes. You know, that word sufficient gets thrown around, you know, with not the weight of the meaning that it encompasses when we speak about his grace is sufficient. Because it means so much that it's just exactly what you need, where you are, when you are, to get it right. This is just all you need. And it reminds me of that acronym, KISS. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yep.
Yeah. Just realize his grace is sufficient. That, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Rely on him, trust him, and you'd be surprised how smoothly even the chaos will go. Even those moments that threaten to tear you apart, how easily they'll go. Once you just rely on his grace, his power, and his love, and his mercy, man, we make this thing so much more complicated than it is.
Yes, sir.
But his grace.
Yes.
Now, my brother from another mother, my partner in praise, what say you this evening?
I wrote a piece called Totally Trust You.
Why would you totally trust somebody you didn't believe in him? Interesting. interesting. Let me shut my mouth and give you the mic, my brother. The mic is yours.
Thank you, my brother. There is no other that can keep me from falling as I discover this walk with thee that truly challenges me. You, O Lord, are patient with me each day to the point that I shouldn't have anything to say but thank you. And I do humbly thank you for not striking me down where I am, even if I'm a stubborn-headed ram, challenging your every word as I think I'm so bold, looking for a loophole that would give me justice to be okay with just a little malice. But what I have found through the pages that are bound is the pure, unadulterated truth. Whether I like it or not, it's the proof that I, as a mere man, must understand. I cannot outwit or evenly match your superiority, nor negate your heavenly authority. So I must repent and yield, while you level the playing field. Even in my darkest moments, the only thing I can do, totally trust you. In peace.
You talk about a two-hitter quitter. My brother. But, you know, the part I love the most about that is it shows humility. It shows reverence to him is when you said that you cannot outwit it. Because, you know, keep it to myself. In the piece I did, I said, you know, I'm no genius, which I'm not. But I don't think I'm no dummy. I think I'm smarter, you know, hey, boo-boo, I'm smarter than the average bear. You know, but I can't outwit him. And that to realize that speaks volumes. Run that first line by me again, please. There was something in there that really caught me. But I was multitasking.
The first line, there is no other.
Yeah, that first.
That can keep me from falling as I discover. But, yeah, there is no other. I mean, who else?
You heard me stop right there.
Who else
no
is there?
Other. No other. You know, I've tried some crazy, crazy, crazy things in my life. You know, I entertained Wicca at one point in time.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing Ouija boards and tarot cards, and I've done some real crazy things. But you know, they might have brought a smidgen of what I thought might have been power or satisfaction to myself. But then, and the crazy
right.
part about it all is, from a child, I was brought up in the church.
Mm.
My dukes used to take us to church every Sunday. I was an altar boy to talk about how beautifully I genuflected when I carried the candles. And I, you know, I was active in church. I was in choirs. I was active in church. But I still felt empty because that's what I was.
Yeah.
I was. I was just active in church. I didn't get the church in me.
Right.
I was in the church. There's a big difference
right.
in that. But God's grace held me through all my stupidity, all my straying from him, and brought me to where I am today, which is not perfect by no stretch of the imagination. But, boy, it's a hill of beans further than I was. And I will not be like, what's that scripture by Van Wood? He says, like a dog returning to his vomit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
No. That's not me. And that's a disgusting depiction, but it's a powerful one. Who would think about somebody going back and licking up some vomit? I mean, the fact that it's vomit, number one, is something that you just want, let me get away from that. But to go back and lick it up? Oh, my. That's
yeah.
what we do
yeah.
every time God gives us his grace and we turn back and do the same thing. But yeah, I appreciate that piece. There is no other entity in creation. And as they say, there's billions of planets out there. I don't think God would have created all that there is with us being the only life form. So I'm sure there's other universes with life. There's other planets with life. There's other existences. But I know that I know that I know that I know that throughout all of existence, there is no other. You nailed it with that two-hitter quitter, man. You nailed it.
Thank you, my brother, for his glory, not mine. I was just obedient.
I know that's right. See what happens? Look, I wish there were some kids here tonight. See what happens when you listen to your parents?
Absolutely.
You see the glories and the wonderful things that happen. You know? Oh, my heavens. Yes, yes. But I think we got a good start on here tonight. I think God's going to be well pleased with what he's allowing us to do tonight, what he's encouraging us to do tonight, what he's guiding us to do tonight, to exemplify his grace. Thank you for that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I feel so preachy tonight. I think I stayed in church too much today. Oh, my heaven.
Oh, yes.
But you know what? It's not about me. This is about God and what he's bringing to us today. So I'm going to see what God is bringing us through one of his children, one of his daughters that never ceases to let us down. She never lets us down. Let me rephrase that. Let me get that right. I'm so sorry. Let me introduce and welcome onto the platform the VIP. Hello, hello.
Well, hello.
How are you?
Hey, Ms. VIP.
How
you doing?
I'm good, but I should be Adrian on Sunday, right?
That's all right.
Why? What's wrong with being a very inspirational person?
Oh, that's true, too. I like that. How are y'all tonight?
Doing good. Doing good.
Good.
As you can hear, I'm awesome. Yes.
Look, amazing start. I mean, almost had me shouting the both of you.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Go on and
come
shout
on now. Do a little praise dance.
Look, I was shouting last week. There you go.
What do you think about God's grace, Adrian?
It is amazing. It is humbling. I just can't say enough about it because, and let's put it this way, if we look like what we've been through, we'd have been gone. Feel me? So
that's
his
true.
Grace and mercy just kept us. So, there you have it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
I do have to ask you this, Adrian. How are you feeling physically? I know you've been a little.
You know what? I'm good. I can truly say I'm good. I still have a little stiffness, but overall, I'm good and grateful to God that, you know, I wasn't in that crazy pain. So I'm good.
Amen.
For asking.
See, y'all, that's what prayer works, because we've been praying on this. We've been praying for ourselves. This is what God does. That's his grace, once again. And you know what? I'm going to ask you in a second, man. But I want every caller that has their hand raised to think of one word. Adrian already gave me her word. Amazing. I want you to give me one word for God's grace for you. And I'm going to take those words and I'm going to put it into a piece to spit next Sunday. So thank
you
for your contribution. Amazing.
You're welcome.
So I understand you got another two-hitter quitter for us. You have a two-hitter quitter for us tonight.
Two-hitter quitter. I see. Just a little.
She's going to come on here and hit us with something awesome and drop the mic and call it a day. I love it. What do you have for us?
That's what I do, too, I guess. All right, this
That's
piece
okay.
is entitled, I just finished it before the show started, so it goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for being the first, last, and in between. You made me your child, kept me protected from danger seen and unseen. For this alone, I thank you. I look forward to thanking you for waking me up in the morning. I admit I have to struggle to get started because the anxiety of things I can't control, I can only pray on, leaves me a little brokenhearted when I can't make it better. But when I pray to you, Lord, your spirit begins to flow through me. You feel like my best friend who will be with me until the end. With this, I love you, Lord, knowing you love me. When I'm frantic, trying to do it all, you sit me down and make me rest. Admittedly, I am less stressed. You're the only one who does it best. It really pays to pray for your family and friends. Sometimes I forget to pray for me. Then I remember all my family and friends do. I'm saved by your grace and mercy. And for that, I thank you. That's that piece.
Amen.
Did I hit the nail on the head when I said that two hitters and dropped the mic?
Yeah, you did. Drop the mic.
And look, our insurance lapsed, so you're gonna get a bill for that mic you just destroyed.
Okay.
Next week we're gonna pay for that insurance, the mic insurance, but it's lapsed right now. So you guys bought that one, baby girl. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Wow. The fact that you started off, and both of you started your pieces so powerfully. Come on, you look forward. That right there just lets you know that you know that His grace is going to get you
mm-hmm.
to cover you. That you know
absolutely
that no matter what
yes.
you face that day, it's going to be all right because you know He's in your corner. You started off talking about looking
mm-hmm.
forward.
Yes, sir.
Then when you guys.
Yeah.
You know what, Van, what I really liked in that piece, where she talked about she forgets to pray for herself, but then she had that light bulb moment where, but that's okay because I got others to pray for me.
That's right.
The beauty
mm-hmm.
of Christ. The body
that's
of Christ.
Right.
When
yeah.
we neglect ourselves, that's okay because my brother over here is going to pray for me. That's that body, you know. If the leg
mm-hmm.
begins to lift up, the knee going to tell you, well, that's okay. I can bend for you, and we can still get up. You know? Wow.
That's
exactly.
right.
You said a lot in the lift. Like I said, that's mm-hmm. a two-hitter quitter. Y'all doing something tonight. Oh, it's cutting up tonight. Oh. Wow. That was a wonderful piece. Beautiful piece.
Well, thank
you.
I appreciate
so
it.
Much
for
that. Man, I have.
Glory to His name.
You know how sometimes, like on Thanksgiving, when you eat because everything tastes so good, you just keep eating till you're miserable because
mm-hmm.
you can't sit, you can't lay, you can't stand,
mm-hmm.
you're just so full.
Right.
That's the
yeah.
way this day is for me. I am just stuffed. I feel like a porker right now. I'm so full. Adrian just gave me dessert on top of the second dinner. You know, on the Hobbits, they talk about the first lunch and the second lunch. I am so full right now between church and then coming on here. I'm stuffed, and I still got a couple more courses to go. Man, though, somebody has to come and roll me away from the table tonight. Man, what you think about that piece?
Oh man, I just I just love it when God writes. I'm gonna talk about that for a second. When God writes, because see, we all know that God writes because when we read the Bible, we know that that is the Word of God breathed through man to scribe. But every time that you write a piece, that you allow God to write. God writes.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
And I am just ever so grateful that I am here to still hear God
uh-huh.
write.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, this is amazing. So I love it. I love what God has inspired you to write. So
thank
amazing.
You. I appreciate that.
I like that the way you put that you're still here, Van, that you're still here to hear what God writes.
Yeah.
I know that I always say that, you know, I cheat. You know, my daddy helps me with my piece, and I know you always, Van, that you always give God the glory for your pieces. But, you know, I never thought of it that way. But, yeah, we're not listening to each other. We're listening to God.
That's right. That's right.
Awesome concept, man.
That's right.
Bringing that one up. I never thought of it that way, but you are so right. You are so correct,
yeah,
man.
That's how scriptures are inspired by God, right?
That's right.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. I promised myself tonight I was not going to hold people hostage. You heard that, Danielle? Danielle, I'm not going to hold people hostage. Oh, but before I let you go, and you better not creep into the studio and open your own mic either to talk stuff. But,
oh, my.
Yeah, I ain't scared of her.
Uh-oh.
And I want you to know that this is a man being a ventriloquist making it sound like me. But Ms. VIP, what do you have going on in the Epiphany world?
Well, every Wednesday evening, my beautiful diva and I are in the love zone, and that is at 9 p.m. every Wednesday, like I said, it's Eastern Standard Time. And then on alternate Fridays, I do a show called Express Your Vibe. And it's when you come in just as you are, and whatever you're feeling, express it. And that's it.
All right,
that's
now.
It. Ain't that enough? Right. Yeah,
enough.
Yeah, don't you dare underrate what you're doing. Because those are powerful platforms. I've listened to a couple of your platforms, and y'all get it in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
And then every Sunday here at the Inspiration Factory, you come through and bless us. So you're a busy young lady.
Yes, she is.
Yes. Well, hey, you're right. I got to do what God says to do, right?
Oh, I know that's right. Because I know a bunch of times when I don't, and boy, oh, boy. I'm just going to leave it at that. Boy, oh, boy.
All right. Well, I'm going to sit back and enjoy the rest of the show. So God bless you both.
Yes, thank you.
God bless
so
you
so much
well.
For coming
thank
to you. One love, one night. God bless you.
One love, one night.
Yeah, Van, something tells me we might have to send a rubber check over to get these mics, that mic insurance back up real quick, because these mics are getting damaged a little bit tonight. Just a little something, you know what I mean?
Just a little something. Yeah. I got you.
Oh, wait.
I'm going to send a check.
I forgot. He got somebody that's independently wealthy. This brother named Van Meadow, so he could just pay for all of this stuff.
I sure can, because you know why? Because I have the faith of a mustard seed that I can ask my dad for whatever I need and whatever I want, and I know that he will supply it. And if he doesn't, that means that it's not meant for me to have right just yet. So, yeah, I can take care of it. I got it covered. Don't worry about it.
Good answer. Excellent comeback, but that was a good answer.
More than welcome, sir. More than welcome. I can do this all day. Quote Captain America.
I see you on your toes tonight. I can't see nothing in there. Oh man, yeah. But it is, you know, the glory of that I'm receiving, that I was hoping to inspire through this platform tonight, was to step away. You know, life itself gives us enough negativity, gives us enough angst in life. Tonight I want to talk about that glorious grace, you know, because I could have came on there and talked about some other things that are going on in my life right now that would make you cringe. No, I don't want to talk about his grace. Oh, my goodness. As undeserved as we all are for that grace, he still just pours it on us. You know, when I said he pours it on us, I got a mental image of that little prank that people do when they put the bucket of water on a door, and then you open the door and the water just pours on top of you. That's what he does with his grace.
Yeah.
He just pours it on us. Let me hush my mouth, because I said I ain't holding nobody hostage. Now I'm holding you hostage, man. Let me bring on this next caller and keep this praise session, this grace this great crazy going. Next on the mic, we have hailing from the Lone Star State, none other than Miss Amelia T. Davis, also known as Poetical Angel Queen. Good evening. How you doing tonight, Amelia?
Hey, Amelia.
Ah. Good evening, Kings. I am fabulous. Thank you for asking.
You're quite welcome. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm indeed, welcome.
That. Because that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about the fabulousness of God's grace. We're going to let all of the negativity and all of the other stuff marinate in itself. We're talking about the praise. We're having a praise session up in her, up in this piece and that. We're praising him for his grace and his mercy. That sound okay?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because I think we all are going through things these days. You know, it was foretold that these things would happen. So knowing that we're going to have these chaos and these dramas and all this stuff, we already know what's going to happen. So instead of giving that stuff energy, we give energy to the things that keep us and sustain us through all of that stuff. That's God's mercy, God's grace, God's loving kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, you got you a brand new place to live. Despite how you got there, you got you a brand new place to live. Praise God. You got away from some of the dangers that were lurking in your last residence. Praise be to God. That's God's grace. No matter anything else that it took to get you there, because those things had to happen in order for you to get to where you are, and that's in a better place. So we're going to hear you talk about the glory of God's grace, and what is the one word that you would use to describe God's grace to you?
Well, Van has been borrowing my words last several months, but I would say phenomenal.
Oh, okay. Phenomenal.
Your word.
They've been doing like fabulous, phenomenal, awesome, pure awesome, and they've been messing with me, Paul. But anyway, I say phenomenal.
Yeah.
So I wrote a brand new piece today, and it's called A New Day the Lord Has Made.
Amen. Amen. The mic is yours, Queen.
A new day, a new beginning. The Lord has seen fit to give us a new start every day we wake up. We should be praising his name when our eyes open every morning. A chance to make this thing called life right. Study your Bible. Find a good church to attend. Listen to Christian music. Touch those you come in contact with in a godly way. Be kind, polite, compassionate. Welcome the Lord's blessings with joy. Sing praises to him throughout your darkest days and most joyful days. No matter your circumstances, praise him. Allow his light to shine out to all of mankind. Sun shining bright or stormy overcast days, sing hallelujah. Yeshua has risen, and we serve him. Birds sing, for they know who watches over them. Sing with gladness. Yeshua has risen, and we serve him. Be your brother's sister's keeper. help the poor, reach out to the elderly, teach the children about his love. This is a new day and a new beginning. Blessings to all. Enjoy your new day. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful thing. And to recognize that each new day is something that the Lord has made. And it's a new beginning, like you said. That's a beautiful piece. Yeah, I like that. Life is right when you recognize who gave you that new day. And I'm glad to hear you write something fresh in the midst of what you've been going through. So I praise you, applaud you on that, Amelia, that you did not let the enemy steal your joy in this. That's what we've been talking about the last few nights. I'm glad it sunk in. I'm glad you, I don't mean to say sunk in. I'm glad that you agree with me and that you.
That I absorbed the positivity, yes.
Yes.
I pay attention,
yes.
Though it may sound like I'm not.
Praise be to God. Yes, yes. Kudos, Amelia.
And it's to God's
a
glory.
A new day the Lord has made. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
But
you just took Van's line. You heard me? You just took Van's line. To God be the glory.
That's all right.
What do you got on that piece, Van?
That piece was astonishingly prodigious. Go ahead and steal that one, Amelia.
One more thing. Because you rank, this is for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dearest Van. Happy birthday to you.
Aww.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Amelia?
You. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Yes, Paul.
You ain't sing for me on my birthday. I'm jealous.
I wrote you a whole poem several years back. Van didn't get his very own poem.
Okay. All right. Good save.
I love you, King. Be blessed. Continue
to. All right,
successes.
You too.
Thank you. You as well, Amelia. God bless you. And once again, congratulations on your new dwellings. May God bless you there and bring
you
nothing but joy and peace.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One love,
yeah.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
One mic. God bless. Why, look at here. Y'all coming in with these two-hitter quitters. I should restate the theme of this show to the two-hitter quitter. Y'all just
right.
Dropping them jewels.
Absolutely. They just dropping
quickly
them.
And, yes, them jewels. And you're doing it quick, like. But, you know, it takes a certain amount of skill and being led by God to put a lot of meat into a small package. You know? That's a hats off
you're right
to all
about
of these two-hitter quitters. You know, I think so we're going to –
who we got next?
16 already. My goodness, where did the time go? But for those of you listening in the chat rooms, 319-527-6300 is the number. You must dial in before the 11 o'clock hour if you want to continue on with us, should we go that far. You're listening to the Inspiration Factory, which is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. And that was created by none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, CEO of all of this, and the originator of that beautiful jury, Raw Links. We're going to keep things moving right along because we got a brother that I know has got a word. Now, brother that's about to be to come on, I need one word about God's grace. So everybody, welcome to the platform, none other than Brother O.
Hey, Brother
O. What's going on with you, Brother O?
Oh, I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
I'm doing amazing and phenomenal. I'm using the words
good
that I've collected so far. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good.
Just good?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Oh man, that's better. That's better. I like that one better. I like that one better. Because when our dad is in your life, we do better than good. You know, we can get a little arrogant and cocky with that one. Yeah, I'm good. That's okay. You good? I'm better than that because my father's got me. So, Brother O,
right?
What would be your one word to describe God's grace? Now, we already have amazing. We already have phenomenal.
It's incredible.
Incredible. Okay. Incredible. Okay. For those of you that may have missed it, I'm asking everyone for one word to describe God's grace. And then next week, I'm going to share a poem with you incorporating all of these words. Don't think you got off the hook, man. I'm still coming for you.
listen, if you're going to do, you know, poems putting everybody's words together, man, you might as well go ahead and put, you know, do my piece and your piece and just put it all in yours. You know, I'm good with that.
No. Nice title.
Brother, you see me trying, right? You see me trying, right?
Right.
Hey, he ain't gonna get that one off because we enjoy listening to my brother too much. So you're not gonna cheat us of hearing you. You're not gonna cheat us out of hearing what God would say through you. Come on now.
Right.
What, like that old time? It might be before your time, man. I'm not sure. But there was an old Cracker Jacks commercial, and they asked the kid, "What did you learn today?" And he said, "Sharing."
Right.
We need you to share with us as well. You're not going to get away with that one.
Hey, man, listen. So, the only thing I remember about Cracker Jacks is eating them so I can get that wonderful little toys in the box.
Okay.
I don't care about the commercial.
Well, yeah.
I just cared about eating the popcorn.
So you didn't want the commercial. You just wanted that prize in the bottle.
I just wanted the popcorn. Tell them, brother, I just wanted the popcorn.
You know what?
That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
The popcorn's all right. The prize is good, but I was in love with those peanuts that was in there. But, you know, they didn't have enough of them.
Yeah. They was good. Peanuts was good.
They were something special.
Yeah. You're right.
Now y'all got me hungry. You know, don't take much to get me hungry, but now you got me hungry. So, Brother O, what did you bring for us this evening?
Right, it's corn cob, but wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't have. That's the title.
If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't have. Okay, the mic is yours, Kay.
If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't have survived the open heart surgery. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I would not have endured three life-threatening illnesses 3 years ago. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't have the endurance and the resilience and patience to wear in a new heart. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't have been able to overcome a speech impairment. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I would not have graduated high school and college. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't have learned how to overcome disappointment and failure. wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't have learned from my mistakes and developed a mindset of not repeating them over and over again. Wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I would not have learned how to handle rejection and stay persistent until my season to prosper and live in abundance comes. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't have learned how to control my anger. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I would not have learned how to manage my finances. If it wasn't God's grace and mercy, I would not have been the well-known and respected writer and poet known as Brother Older Than America Professor of Poetry. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I would not have survived being bullied. And if it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I would not have persevered through the test, trials, tribulations I endured in my life. And if it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I would not have learned how to help learn. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I would not have learned how to live a healthier lifestyle and take care, better care of myself. That's at peace.
Amen. Amen. You know, that was a rundown, and I'm sure you could have made that piece a week long when you talk about what God's grace is to you. But when you started off with surviving the open heart surgeries, you know, that's one of his more prolific examples of his grace. But then you went on with other things to show us that we can't take the little things for granted. His grace comes and covers such a wide variety of our lives, our day-to-day lives. Every step that we take forward is an example of his grace. So I appreciate that piece to show you that God's grace is there for the big things and the little things. That was an amazing piece, Brother. Thank you for that one.
You're welcome.
And Van, what say you on that piece?
Oh, man, yeah. Brother O. Brother O, Brother O, Brother O. Another prodigious piece. Thank you, bro. I appreciate the way God moves you to write. And, you know, it's okay to talk about what God has done for you. And you do that so well in your pieces. That's what make them exceptionally good. And you keep letting everybody know what God does for you. Because I tell you this,
exactly.
Sometimes people need to know what God does for you because they're not around you all the time. They don't see you or hear you all the time. But when you get the opportunity to talk about what God does for you, hey, amen, I liken that to testimony service on Wednesday nights.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah.
So, praise God, brother. Praise God.
And you just keep on reminding us of what God's grace does in our lives. That was a beautiful piece. I thank you so much for that, Brother L. We're going to put
thank
you in the praise lounge with all the other saints. And we're keeping things moving right along. Let me see. Oh, it's almost 10 to 80. Boy, this show is going quick. My goodness. But I'm getting full. I got to push myself away from this table. But not just yet. I see some more deliciousness on the table. And you're my greedy self. I need to eat. I need to sample some of all of it. Brother O, my brother, thank you so much for coming through with that piece. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't have. That title alone is a mouthful. It really speaks volumes. Thank you so much for that, Brother O. One love,
and
one mic, my good brother.
One love, one mic.
Thank you.
God bless you, King.
God bless you.
Well, bless you too, guys.
That was powerful, you know, because, you know, for those who knows his story, knows he's been through a lot. So for him to just really recognize that all that he's been through, if it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, he wouldn't have. That's a beautiful thing. We're going to keep things moving right along and bring on one of Epiphany's more prodigious poets. And we're going to bring on None other than La Perla Negra.
Oh, Bobby. Thank you.
Hello, buddy.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. How y'all doing? For
how we doing?
You just redeemed yourself from picking with me. Okay.
All right.
You think I'm remarkable and wonderful, all that good stuff. So thank you.
Mama ain't raised no fool. I know what they call that. The cleanup. There's another phrase. I'll think of it eventually. But there's something else.
Mm-hmm.
The cleanup. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got it. You got it. Gentlemen, how are you?
Yeah,
tonight?
You got it, Paul. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely got it.
All right, man.
Well, good. The Perla Negra.
Don't
you hey,
start.
Done yet?
Don't you start.
Oh, man. You know what? This I love this show. Even though I don't always have something, and y'all just accept my little old pieces. You know, I love this show.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
Lord.
With you on that one.
All right, I got to leave the chat room for right now because y'all, that's distracting.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep you laughing right now. Y'all a mess. Oh, my goodness. Y'all seen the pictures I posted, right, of my baby? Oh, he's so sweet. That's a true blessing. I've been waiting to be a grandma for a minute now, and now I got it. And you know what? I thought having my kids was the best, but right now he tops that. I'm still grateful for the fact that I got blessed with babies. But this one right here, it's a whole different level of love when you got a grandbaby. I'm trying to tell you, it's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Hey, Danielle.
That ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. My sister talking about, go ahead, rotten them up real good. I said, you know I am. You know I am.
That's a grandparent's privilege. Grandparents and uncles and aunts. That's their privilege.
Mm-hmm.
You get to spoil them rotten, and then get back to their parents.
Ooh, honey.
Let them deal with
I'm
it.
Telling
That's
you.
That's how you pay them back for the devilishness that they gave you coming up. That's how you get your payback.
Ooh, honey,
but Danielle,
I can't wait till he's old enough to walk and talk.
Oh, Lord. That whole child.
Yes. Look, they
don't
get on his nerves.
How this is a new level. A new level of love. That picture of you holding that grandbaby just, I had to put my sunglasses on. That proud,
aww,
loving parental mood just was so bright and shiny. I had to put my shades on.
Oh,
you show it. It is so obvious.
That's what happens when you bless Tony. You are in a light that is just, I can't even describe it. I can't.
I feel sorry for anybody that messes with that child. So the mama and the daddy aren't going to have a chance.
No, they not.
They're
going to
come down like a mama bear.
I ain't going to have to, because you know what's going to happen? As soon as he's old enough to walk and talk, they going to get on his nerves, and he's going to grab his favorite article, his little pacifier, whatever it is, his blanket, he going to leave out the door and say, I'm going to my dream mom house. I don't have to take this. Okay? And he's going to call me. I'm on my way. Come on, baby. Come on. Okay? And that's all it's going to take. That is all it's going to take.
I know that's right. That's a beautiful thing.
Right. And you know what, Paul? I'm sending out the prayers for, you said that was your niece? That is having the migraine. Your cousin.
That's
it ain't no joke. I suffered from migraines for a whole year, literally every day. When I was in my early 20s, because you know, when you're real young, you think you're invincible. You don't pay attention to what your body's telling you. You just be like, oh well,
right.
You know, it is what it is, it's there. And it's neurological. Whatever it is, it's definitely neurological. Mine turned out to be spinal fluid. It's a buildup of it, and it was just a lot of pressure. I mean, it came from dealing with what I was dealing with, but we don't put two and two together when we're that age. Like I say, we think we're invincible. You know, nothing can hurt us. Nothing is going to take anything away from us. But she's going to be all right. She needs to see a neurologist, and she'll be all right. She's going to be just fine.
Thank you for that.
Prayers have been sent up.
And I receive that, and I touch and agree with you on that. And I don't know if she's listening. Now, she just moved to North Carolina. I'm mad at her because she moved away from me, but that's okay.
Oh, don't be mad. Don't be mad. Okay, you know, the country is moving.
No
can do that.
I can't go raise my refrigerator no more. I'm mad.
Well, when you finally get to see her again, you can make up for lost time. But right now, you know.
So that means you got to get rid of your dog so I can come raise your refrigerator.
I don't even cook.
Oh, Lord. Well, I ain't coming to your house because I mean, I'd have
no,
to come raise
didn't.
The refrigerator cooking.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't. No, she didn't, as if she just had it. Ooh.
That's the inside joke, y'all.
Oh, my God.
It's all good. It's all good.
Awesome. So, Danielle, what is your one word that would describe, and I don't want you to say grandson either.
Okay.
The one word that would describe God's grace.
Just one word?
Just one word.
Well, I'm being hard headed because I got two words. So now, and ain't nothing you're going to do about it.
One word.
So now. Nope. Nope.
I know where you live.
Good. When you come by, can I get some more of them ribs that was falling off the bone and some green vegetables? When you come by, you know I love my veggies, right? So, yeah. Come on. Come on, Cletus, come on.
All right, Tanisha. That's my daughter's name. Be quick, Jeremy. Come on, Cletus. Come on.
All right, Lord. I can't. All right, I'll tell you what. I will use the one word, but the other word I'm going to put in what I'm going to say. Okay. Non-refundable. How about that?
Wow.
I'm going to tell you why.
I like that. Ooh, I like that.
I do too,
stolen.
But I don't. I
stolen
for a poem for next
stolen.
Week.
I didn't even. I just said the word. You can't take it yet.
Hey, listen. The way this night been going, hey, you can just think the word and it's been stolen tonight.
I was just about to say that this show has many themes tonight. Word stealing. God's grace.
I'm gonna tell you the reason why I say non-refundable is because nobody can cash in on what he has for you, okay? Because it's priceless, and priceless was my other word, okay? So y'all let that soak in right there, okay? That's why it's non-refundable.
I'm glad you chose that one over priceless. That non-refundable, that's special.
That's right.
You really gonna make me really.
That's all right. That's all right. It's an honor.
I know that's right. The hard thing that's gonna be about writing this piece is I can't call on my daddy to help me write a piece about his grace. He's going to leave that for me to write about his grace.
Absolutely.
So, that word right there. Yeah, I'm really going to have to get into my praise zone for that one. But thank you.
Thank you.
I like a challenge.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now, with that being said,
I'm here to let you know
what's that, man?
That your word, is stolen, non-refundable.
Oh, Lord. You're welcome
to it. He didn't say it's going to be stolen. He said it was stolen. It's a done deal.
Right?
Coming soon. Coming soon. Poem near you. And as J. Rob
I know that's right.
As J. Rob would say, poem.
I love it. I love
it. Terrible. Oh, my God. Ooh.
Oh, man.
That was a good Sabanya. One. Yes.
I know you got something phenomenal for a topic like God's grace, because I know how much you appreciate and respect and recognize His grace. So what have you for us this evening?
I wouldn't say phenomenal. It was just, honestly, I was trying to hurry up and write something at the beginning of the show, and then I started getting distracted by other stuff. But this is a very, 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 very short piece. Just a few words, but it's something.
See, that was another thing for tonight's show, the two-hitter quitters.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it's untitled for now, but it's still a little bit of something. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mike is yours.
All right. Thank you. We were given a soul for a reason, and it's a soul for redemption. Because even though Spirit knew that we had obstacles and trying times ahead of us to face, peace was the set intent for it to stay connected to. So I will always choose soul over ego, because regardless of what I face, I've always found through the stillness of my peace, true love will always find its way back to the heart it was home in. Many will try to lead you into a dark place away from the truth of the light. And they'll try even harder, because I know my home is with Spirit. But the good thing is, the Creator of all keeps the light on and a door unlocked for me. And that's that peace.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I like it now. I like it now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you know
Thank
what popped
you.
In my head with that last few lines? Motel 6, we put the light on for you.
I had that in mind. I had to take that from there. Yep.
Yes.
That's what came to mind.
I like that commercial because it's such a comforting thought to think again. We kept the light on just for me so I could find my way through the darkness to safety, the comfort zone. So I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. That input into that piece. Yeah, for something
Thank
that you,
you
just wrote real quick. Once again, Daddy helped you write something, a two-hitter quitter that knocks you out. Wonderful piece. And you get your bill, too.
Thank you. Up there. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so,
you
thank
know,
you so much.
That's the thought of God keeping a light, a guiding light for me. It's just awesome.
All the time, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is look up, and you will see it, honey. I'm trying to tell you, it never goes out. Never.
Yeah. Yeah. He ain't like some of us that have trouble with them electric bills every year and once and again.
The only time we don't see it is when we turn away from it. He don't turn away from us.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you, he don't turn away. He don't go nowhere. He stays right there. And when you look at him, I mean, you don't see him in the flesh. Like, you know, y'all know it's spirit. But when you look up, his hand is outstretched. Because he already know. He already saying, come on, child. Come on. I already know. I know. Don't say nothing. Just come on. And
right.
Go home. I'm trying to tell you. Man, I turned away a lot of times before I knew what the deal was for real. Now,
mm-hmm.
You couldn't take me to turn away. Thank you. It's so much better in the life.
Emotion.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I'm with you on a trillion percent on that one, Nadia.
You know it's the truth.
So that,
you know it's the truth. Yes.
Absolutely. And the truth, even if you try to pretend you don't know it, you know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the gospel truth right there. So,
mm-hmm.
But Danielle, what do you got going on with your 50, with you and your other diva and Van Meadows with y'all 50-11 jobs? What you got going on in your Tiffany's world?
Not 50-11.
That's my saying. That's my word. But I ain't gonna say nothing.
Now you trying to steal my word from me, right? I'm gonna call a word police. I'm gonna call a word cops up in here tonight.
I had to stick my foot in here just a little bit. what do I have going on with my diva first? The station manager, he's up in there because, I ain't even going to get into what's going on over there. It's been just a tiny bit of chaos behind the scenes. But Wednesday nights at 9, I'm in a love zone where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, VIP. And as my diva said, the topic is up in the air, but I'm pretty sure whatever we come up with, you guys are going to love it. Y'all come on over there and get caught up in the love zone. alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips. And that is a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. Yeah, you know what? I got to call in there because I miss hearing Stan.
I couldn't hear you breaking up. Say that again.
And their situation? I said I have to call in there because I miss hearing Stan. Does anybody have an update on Stan and his family situation?
No, I haven't heard anything recently. I think we all need to do a wellness check on him, though.
Yeah. I'm going to reach out to him tomorrow during my lunch break. With this new job, I don't have much idle time anymore. We start at the crack of dawn, and we end when the sun goes down. But that's okay.
Ooh.
Cha-ching.
Okay.
I'm not mad.
I hear that. I ain't mad at you either. Is it another cooking job?
No, it's not cooking. Now, Van had tickled me when I was talking to him early. He said, Paul, you done went from cooking to furniture? Yes, because now we design and build custom-made furniture.
Do you now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I ain't going back with you.
Custom-made furniture.
Custom made,
Danielle. Custom made, not just any furniture. Custom made.
Oh my, sounds simply delightful.
Simply, it sounds
divine to your specific specifications.
It's even divine.
When we finish this piece that we're working on now, I'm gonna put pictures into our chat room. This thing is gonna be phenomenal.
Yes, just to make sure that you go ahead and get your cup of tea and you put the little pinky in the air as you're standing next to the piece.
Yes, I'm going to be standing with my
Okay.
I mean, I think it's only fitting.
You know, we ain't supposed to be having as much fun.
Absolutely. I must agree.
Oh, man.
Why not? We can have fun.
Yeah.
I think God don't have a sense of humor.
I have fun in church all the time.
Me too.
He was made in his image, okay? So he got a sense of humor. Look at me. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
I'm trying to told you. Yes.
Okay. Well, we got to keep things moving because we're running up on that 11 o'clock time zone. And I don't think we're going to get out of here before then. But that's okay. I'm not rushing nobody. But get off the phone, Danielle. Now, let me stop.
That's all right. That's all right. You know, I love you. You know, I love y'all from the bottom of the soul.
Danielle has a vague
feet.
Idea where I live, and she can get down here and ask somebody, and she can find me. So I better reel that back in. You know, I just, it's a little jokey joke. I'm just kidding.
I know how to find folks. Trust
yes.
and believe
yes.
how to find folks.
Watch yourself.
And she's
watch
got that
yourself.
Tasmanian devil for a dog, so I don't want no trouble.
You ain't got the, it ain't the dog you got to worry about, honey. It's them three soldiers that I got home. Okay.
Uh-huh. I look.
And if they
don't
get you the cat, well.
I ain't worried about no cats. I had to catch myself. I ain't worried about no cats. But I just tell a certain young man that I will assure him 2 weeks without having run to the store, and he'll be on my side.
Oh, you going to throw shade like that? For real? Oh, that's cold. I'm like, you say,
we're
going
to send you over to the Praise Lounge.
All right.
I love it.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Thank you, love you guys.
That's my girl.
Love
right
y'all
there,
too. God bless y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you, Queen. Ooh, I had to hit her with that one. I know.
I didn't think you had it in you. I didn't think you had it in you, but that was a good one.
I had a van moment.
No, he did.
Did I do you proud?
Y'all hear this? Y'all hear this? Ooh. Hey, what'd you say, Paul? Who we got next, Paul? Who we got next?
We've got someone that you admire frequently, and I think that he might even want to ask you to join him in his craft. We have none other than Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Oh, my East Coast go-go brother.
Yes, it's the day that the Lord's made for freestyle poetry.
Yeah, so that's not what the word is.
You know what?
It doesn't say that. Be glad in it. It doesn't say anything about freestyle poetry, bro. I've read the scripture.
You know, the anointing spread in the room about the freestyle poetry, man. I feel anointing in it.
Well, Automatic, I have a question to ask you. I need one word from you that would describe God's grace to you. Now, you can't use the word amazing. You can't use the word phenomenal. You cannot use the word incredible. And you cannot use the word non-refundable. So what say you, King?
Wonderful. Yes.
Okay. Yes, it is. It most definitely is. Okay. All right. Now, with that being done, what freestyle did you bring for us tonight? I think Van told me earlier that he wanted to do a freestyle after you to challenge you.
Oh, well, you know, I get nervous sometimes when I come around, you know, freestylists like you all, you know, I get nervous sometimes.
I'm glad I got my boots on right now.
Now, Paul, I get nervous around you guys
because, I got to come with it.
Mr. Automatic, let me say something to Mr. Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration. God must be giving him so much grace right now for some of the untruths that he speak on the air. So we're going to continue allowing God to give him his grace right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for giving Paul grace, Lord God.
Woo. Oh, okay. So, Mr. Automatic,
Yes, yes, you know, y'all tag team, you know what? Y'all the tag team, y'all the whoop bears of anointing.
Oh, thank you for that. I appreciate
that. Thank you, bro. We appreciate that.
I received that.
For his glory. For his glory, man. For his glory.
Yes, indeed. I was going to say that, Van, but I don't want to be accused of stealing your words. So I.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I let you say.
I really do. Thank you.
Oh, you know, I'm going to do my freestyle, and I want to do something for my go-go brother. I know it's your birthday today.
My birthday was yesterday. My birthday was yesterday.
Oh, well, you know, like Luther Vandross would say, never too late, never too late. You know what I mean?
I do celebrate all month. My Cash App is available.
I bet you you're one of them people that say it's my birthday month.
Yeah, it's my birthday month. Okay. That is correct.
Are we taking a collection plate for the Cash App? You know, when you're in church, you take the collection plate.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Brother, please accept.
Let's take a second offering for the guest minister of the evening.
Yes, a love offering.
A love offering, yes, sir. Just remember, Mr. Automatic, just remember, the Inspiration Factory has to match or exceed what the collection plate brings forth. So I thank you, my brother. Ooh, I thank you.
You heard that?
We must bless this brother, brother poetic. You have came a mighty long way, and we come here to bless you right now, to bless you forever. Thank God that you're here, freestyling, yes, indeed. Both of y'all are freestylers. Yes, you and Paul, yes, freestyling right now. I feel the anointing right now. Mr. Inspiration.
Somebody cut his mic. He was doing all right until he started talking about the freestyle. Cut his mic.
You are muted.
Oh, man.
I'm going to do my pulse. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I dedicate this to my lady. I'm going to call it I'm Blessed by You.
Mike is yours, King.
In this time, in the future presence, I love your smile. Things not been so perfect, but we work hard to fulfill the needs. Whatever you need, keep asking God for. Yes. Need to see your son. Need to see your daughter. I'm glad in it. Every time you smile at me, I'll be blessed by you. I love you with all my heart. And I know that selfishly, I don't want to be apart. With you in another town. And there you go as a queen holding your crown. Things been kind of difficult, and things that you're working on yourself. But no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In these days, what I'm willing to offer. You are my smile, my love, my everything I need, and everything in this life that I perceive. I will never give up on you. I know that this is a lifelong trial. But the blessings will never be left in denial. You are my wonderful, my words, my everything in existence. I love you with all my world down to the distance. You may need help, but I'll grab your hand, because I'm not just your lover, I am your friend. So wherever you have problems with, let's pray together. Because in these days, we both love each other. This is a time we can look, be blessed by you, be blessed by me, thanking God and God's grace. And when it comes to loving you, you're in first place. This automatic charismatic liberal institute is in the moment for a good drive.
All right. You must have did something wrong and you're trying to make up right now.
No, it's trials and tribulations for my lady. I pray for her every time. I think that, I put up a post. I said, before you give up on somebody, remember what real God has brought you from. God's no respecter of persons. Whatever he did for you, he'll do for others.
That's true. Now, that's word. Now, that's Bible. See, that right there, when you come to the Inspiration Factory, that's how you quote the scriptures from God. Right there.
Yes.
Said that one, Van. Right?
You know what? I want to say a birthday chant for my go-go brother.
Okay,
hold on. All right now. All right, be blessed now. We gonna hold it down now. Yes. All right. My go-go brother, what you doing tonight? Yes. Be blessed. Yeah. We gonna take out for you right now. All right. Uh-huh. I do the happy feet. Let's go. Yeah. It's a birthday. Be blessed. It's a birthday. Be blessed. All right now. Yeah. It's your night. Yeah. It's your night now. My go-go brother, we're going to do your praise dance. All right. Oh, yeah. Well, all right. Happy birthday.
Thank you, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. You heard it. The go-go version of the Inspiration Factory.
Or something. Leave it to automatic.
Thank you, my brother.
You're welcome.
All right, my brother, we're going to put you in the praise lines and bring on these next few callers. But I appreciate you coming through, my brother. And I'm sure your lady appreciates your tribute to her.
Thank you. I hope you're
one love, one
now.
Mic,
I hope I
no, ain't no freestyle. One love, one mic. Go
not
over
tonight.
There to the praise
line. Not tonight. You better be lucky this ain't the Apollo because the Sandman would come out and hook you.
Yeah, he'd hook you already. Then.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Phew. Man, look. I'm going to bring on the next call. I'm not even going to say nothing. Cause I'm not freestyling nothing, but speaking of freestyling, I have somebody that just might, there might be a small chance that she might want to jump on that bandwagon. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory, Gina. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Happy Sunday, my brothers. You.
Happy Sunday. How you
happy
doing?
Belated
happy
belated, man. I haven't been
thank
on the book.
You.
My grandchildren for 4 days, so I'll catch up. But I wasn't going to say happy birthday anyway. I was going to say happiness always.
Thank you so much.
I
appreciate
know that's
you.
Right.
You're welcome.
I know that.
I was telling, I got a cousin, says niece, daughter that showed up today. We were texting, and she was like, what you doing? Or she was like, I miss you. And I sent her my address. And she was like, I'm on my way. And I was thinking, yes. That was much needed. So she says you've been very inspired by
right.
the story. And I had been reading pieces all day, but since Automatic Charismatic came on before me, you know I'm going to have to go off the dome.
But before
was there any other way for Gina Storm to do but to come out the dome?
I don't know why she's even wasting her breath saying that.
2 weeks I've been writing pieces and reading them verbatim, not key styling them, reading them as I write them. I'm talking about if I got to follow along with my finger, I'm not going to miss a word that I wrote.
Man, listen here. If you could see my Martin face when he got caught up in the something, he was like, oh.
Right, it's real. It's real. I have been just on a roll. But you know what I think? I think sometimes people forget that I am also a poet. I'm not just a freestylist. But, I don't feel like my pen is dry right now. I'm just in the mood for the freestyle. And like you said, it would be wrong if I didn't.
Wow. Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
But I have
But before she could do that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I need one word from you, Gina, and what God's grace means to you, or what is God's grace to you? You can't use the word amazing. You can't use phenomenal, incredible, non-refundable, or wonderful.
All right.
So what say you?
God's grace to me and in my life has always been me. I'm proof of life and what God can do in one's life, how you can be restored when you were once a captive in a body that was broken and a mind that was running full speed ahead.
So your word, one word is me?
My one
like
word,
that.
Grace.
Grace?
Yes.
I like that.
By his grace, me. I have been.
I like that.
Amen.
I like that.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. And with that being said, my queen, the mic is yours.
All right. I'm telling my freestyle grace. People don't always know that I'm sick. It's not like a look that you see on my face. They see me smiling brightly, and it feels as though I am emanating the light from within so that it can shine on them, even if they didn't want to. Sometimes people, now that so many are not wearing a mask in your company, they can actually smile, and you can see it too. For me, it would always be a hello. The first time that you're meeting someone is when they open themselves up and allow what's inside to show. You can smile with your mouth and with your eyes, and when you use both in tandem, you'd be surprised at how good it makes you feel inside. I remember there was a time when my smile was crooked and my words were slurred. I always kept quiet because I didn't want anything that would come out not quite right to be heard. Then I started beating up on myself, and I had to think that this is just a process, and I won't get better if I don't continuously try, and I did so. But with God's grace and mercy, that made it a possibility, and I know why. I was blessed and highly favored to come from a mighty low place and to once again be able to ambulate on my own steam. I love words. Don't have a problem with speaking. I feel like sometimes I don't do so as eloquently as I'd like to, but I give my best effort all the time because grace has made it a possibility for me, and I'm humbled and grateful for every opportunity. So I have to give the best that I can and put my best foot forward, my shoulders back and my head high, my crown straight and my smile wide, the crinkles on the side of my face that I've gotten because I was graced with 52 years of life. When diagnosed with lupus at 27, I was told I'd only live to 30. So, God, thank you. Hallelujah. And Lord, have mercy for the grace that has been shown to me. I'm living in my purpose because this was the gift that I was given. I'm so happy to be able to use it and so grateful for every day that I've been living. I'm grateful for my brother who celebrated another rotation around the sun yesterday, and I need him to understand that with this mic here in the sanctuary, with Pastor Paul, both of y'all are a necessity in my life and not an option. so I came here to do what I ought to. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Oh,
we got a double dose of fantastic freestyling, and yeah, I'm over here blushing a little bit.
Yeah, Gina, I listen to all of the freestyle, and you're a necessity in my life too. Let me just wipe my tears.
Thank you, dear. Thank you so much, Gina.
Thank you,
Gina. You almost, operative word is almost, made me want to do a freestyle. Almost.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's poetry without a net. Trust the process. You got me cheering you on and God on your side. You can do it.
I'm going to take that under advisement. I'm going to have a freestyle coming up soon. One show real soon, I promise y'all. I'm going to do a freestyle.
Always do it.
But not tonight.
Absolutely. I'm not going to hold a gun to your head, but I'm looking forward to it.
Would you say, Paul, we're going to do that next Sunday with the possible topic for next Sunday? I think that would be perfect for next Sunday.
I'll freestyle.
Do you remember what you said to me earlier? Same back at you.
Oh, I love this. You guys are awesome.
man.
Oh, I've been MIA. Like I said, I had my wonderful grandchildren. The famous three were here for 4 days. We had a ball. It was fantastic. And they had to go back tomorrow. So, yeah, I got to sleep in my bed by myself. Woo-hoo! Thank you, Jesus. And so I was stressed enough. I had enough sleep, actually, and I did had no, you know, foot in my back or finger in my nose when I woke up. So I was able to make it to the sanctuary and enjoy my presence right here tonight at church.
Amen.
No, she didn't say a foot in her back and a finger in her nose. That, you know,
have no idea. It's three of them, and it's WrestleMania, and I always
and
lose.
You get
I slept on the couch.
Bed full of kids, anything possible. But that's a beautiful
thing.
And I bet
you
tomorrow night
you're going to
miss
the mattress to keep from falling on the floor. It was bad. I went and got on the couch
that's
and they didn't even
thing.
Know. But yeah, I love y'all.
But you
next
know,
Sunday.
I'm happy.
One love, one mic. I'm
happy
going to praise in the praise lounge.
Amen.
And before I bring on this next caller, I'm going to take us on a real short musical interlude, and we've got the wrong one. There we go.
One bad decision after the next.
beautiful selection. Well, next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have none other than our illustrious CEO, the originator of Raw Links, none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. Pharrell the Poet. What's going on, my brother? Excuse me, my new dependent for the IRS.
Shannon Abusa, what it do, what it do, what it do?
What's going on, my brother? How are you tonight?
Hey, man, I'm blessed and highly flavored, bro. Blessed and highly flavored.
Okay, well,
You know what I'm flavored by, Paul?
You being blessed.
Paul, you know what I'm flavored by, bro? By
What's
his
that?
Grace and his mercy, bro. That's salt and pepper.
Amen.
Salt and pepper.
Amen.
How you doing, Van?
I'm doing good, broski. We had the atmosphere reset, and woo.
Yeah. Call him what you want him.
Just call him.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hey,
Jesus.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, man. That song just runs through me like high, like none other but he. Let me tell you that, man. I love that song, but I'm enjoying the atmosphere tonight. You know, it's a phenomenal show. Man, everything is just, you know, fabulous. I'm just chilling.
Don't you mean prodigious? Prodigious?
Yes, that word too. You know,
prodigious.
It's four syllables. I can say that. Anything
Appreciate
more than that, it's going to give me a hard time. But yeah, prodigious. Was that prodigious?
Prodigious.
Oh, prodigious. Oh, I thought you said prodigious. That's another word. Well, I hope that Miss Pearlie heard me say that word because she would be proud of me.
I hope she did too.
I said a word, Miss Pearlie. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes.
And
hey, Paul, what's
first.
Going on, Uncle
what's
Paul?
I have a question for you, though, for real.
Yes. What would that be?
I need one word from you that would describe
one
God's
word.
Grace to you.
God's
and
grace.
These are words that you cannot use. Amazing, phenomenal, incredible, non-refundable, wonderful, and me.
Okay. Right off the top, I would just say miraculous.
Okay.
I like that.
I would say miraculous.
I'm saving my word for last, and so far nobody has stolen it, but I like that one too, for real.
Yeah, you cheated too.
I'm
you had time
Van
on it.
I'm proud with my word. I'm going to do Van proud with my word.
Yeah, I'm going to have to deduct 10 points from your word, though, Paul, because you had time to think about it.
No. I had this one from the start.
That's what I said.
Because it was during the show that I decided to go into this. So it wasn't like something that I had thought about earlier. It was during the show. I said, when I started the show, I said, this is what I'm going, the direction I'm going. And this word popped into my head.
How many syllables is it, Paul?
Four.
Okay. I'll accept that.
I'm doing my mama proud with this one. The English major. You know,
that's double
cheat.
That's a double cheat.
I'm going to do one better than that. I would make Sinister Spittle proud of this word.
Oh, really? That must be a heck of a word, Paul.
That's got to be a heck of a word.
He is with,
mm-hmm. 2 point more deduction for it being that great of a word. And see, your mother being a major in teaching,
English
you
major.
Know, that,
yeah.
Yeah, English major,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have to disqualify you from the competition.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
that's not fair. That's not fair.
I can use it in my poem.
Yeah, you can use it in your poem. Though.
I cheat a little bit. Yeah, I'm curious to see how this poem is going to turn out for next week. This is I'm kind of hyped about it, though, actually. This is going to really make me dig deep into to my gift.
So I guess God is still helping me with this call, even though I said that he's not going to help me write it. He already did, because he gave me this gift. So I'm curious to see how this is going to turn out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well.
And no, man, you're still not off the hook. You're coming forward with your word next, man. So don't think I forgot.
You sure you want me to come forward with my word? Are you sure?
Yes, indeedy, because this is the Inspiration Factory, so I'm safe.
I thought Van used his word already.
I did not.
Oh, but did you?
You did,
no,
you did not say. Oh, no.
And you know, maybe I should have got him to do it, because now he's had time to think on it. He probably had his guitarist out and everything.
We all know the word that Van uses on occasion. That's phenomenal.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But his new word is fabulous.
Yes, it is.
No. My new word is prodigious. That is my new word.
Prodigious.
Okay, I should have said his new stolen word was fabulous, but his new word is, yes, prodigious. Yes.
Thank you.
You can't just go around stealing words, man.
You know, for real, I have reached out to Webster's Dictionary, which happens to be older than a lot of us listening to the show here on the show, and they have assured me that they have instituted all of the words before our time. Therefore, they are free to us, so there's no need for me to steal anything since it's free. But hey, I digress.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Is Webster a copyrighted publication?
Yes, it is. It really is.
Unfortunately, yes.
Mm.
But you know, Webster got me suspended from school. The Webster Dictionary.
You talking about Webster the actor call, or
Paul.
You talking about the dictionary?
Hold on for real. Paul.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
The wind gets you suspended from school. So we're going to have to strike that from the
record. No. No, I was pretty good. Well, no, I got away with a lot. I'm not going to say I was pretty good in school. But the 1964 edition of the Webster Dictionary had the definition of the N-word as any member of a dark-skinned race. And I threw it out the window. And they suspended me. And when I went home and told my mother, when I told my mother, she went up to the school and told me, get out and go sit outside in the hallway. And, my ear radar was on high alert listening. That was the first time I ever heard my mom drop the F-bomb. She went home.
Ooh.
And guess what? I was right back in school again.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I fired you the one time and you came back the next day. Yeah, that's how you are.
Well, I learned that from Van.
Yeah, he's a bad influence on a lot of folks. That was 3 years ago, and here we are still today with the Tiffany Radio.
Of time.
Yes. But I need him. I need him to do what he does. You know, he does great work here at Epiphany Radio.
We need him. I'll give him that. We need him.
See, that's why you guys are so prodigious. Oh, man. Oh. We're so prodigious.
He used it in a sentence. Mercy. Help me, Father. Heavenly Father. That's what we're doing here. Your mother would be proud of you, Paul, teaching us tonight.
Thank you.
That was a word. That was a word. Of God, I'm not sure, but that was a word. Shana Nabosa.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
So, my brother, I'm anxious. What did you bring for us tonight on God's grace?
Tonight, man, let me tell you something. Before I even get into my piece, if you'll allow me to just throw this out there. Okay. Last night at work, I had the opportunity, the honor and the blessing to sit before a patient that recently was in a car accident. This patient was a young man that looked like my son. Okay? I had to sit with this patient for 8 hours, and this patient looked like my son, fellas. And this patient was in a car accident, very bad car accident that was on the news and things of that nature. He lost a leg in the accident. They had to cut his leg off to get him out the car. Okay? When he got to the hospital, they tried to save his other leg, but they couldn't. So this patient is in the bed, and this patient talked to me for about 6 out of the 8 hours I spent the time with him. Never once blinked in pain or anything. He just talked to me. This and the things that he was saying to me told me he gonna call me uncle because I look just like his father.
Wow.
Okay. The whole time I'm sitting there listening to this, he now he has a neurology problem because of the accident. The nurses were telling me that he's not all with it, you know, things of that nature. Yet still I listened to what he was saying. And he was bestowing upon me all these blessings. He's given me 4 Mercedes-Benz and this wealth that he was going to sign over to me and all these things. And I'm listening to him. For 1 minute, though, I was complaining a little bit about the length of time in which he continued to talk to me. About, you know, he just kept on going on and on. But then I stopped and I said, this man just lost 2 of his legs. Not once did he talk about the pain or anything. He was just like a regular person with both legs, you know. And that dawned on me, and still the fact that he looked like my son hurt me as a father. And I'm like, my God. I'm like, my God, this is killing me sitting here. And I the whole time I'm trying not to well up, I'm thanking God. I was thanking God that he was a little out of his mind because he doesn't feel the pain at all, none of the pain. Yeah, he continued to talk to me and bless upon me these words and all these things, man. So I'm just saying, when you speak about God's grace, don't leave out his mercy. You know what I'm saying? And it hurt me, and I didn't know how I was going to behave when I got off the job, or I couldn't wait to get out of there because it was hurting me personally. You know what I'm saying? So I want to shout out to Tyrone. I'm not going to say his full name, but I want to shout out and send a prayer out to this young man, Tyrone, man, chose to call me his uncle because I look like his father. Okay? Everybody just, you know, silent prayer for this young man. Okay? Yes. And that's that peace. Now, the peace that I brought is called So Blessed. So Blessed.
Yes, you are. The mic is yours, Ken.
Thank you. So blessed. So blessed. Another day, another new day blessed. So blessed am I to be in it as it begins this new day. Thankful, so thankful to be. Resting in peace is where most thought I would be. Prayers prayed against me from those who refused to set me free. Unholy soul ties that kept my soul tied, but he, God, had use for me and changed those tides and downhill currents that prevented me from swimming upstream in clean water, clean waters. Purifying clean waters. No, there was no resting in peace for me. It took a lot of work finding peace, the true meaning of love. God, me, learning the word and applying it, not just reading it, finding, feeding off of its good, rich nutrients. So thankful I be currently, blessed to be, blessed by he, touched by him, freed by him, sickness and sin, fake love, fake love, fake love, fake, fake forsaken love from family and friends who profess love but never knew its face, never knew its touch, never smelt its sweet aroma, its grace, its scent, so pleasing, true love. True love, so pleasing true love is to the nostrils. Real love smells good, real good. See, I was trapped in the woods. I was surrounded in a place fully engulfed by worldly jealousies, where willows weeped and the roses showed envy and the trees threw shade. But that's okay. He created them that way. That's how they were made, like some people. But the leaves, their leaves, keep us covered just like he does on sunny days, covered me, delivered me, set me free from this world, entrapments, pain, and miseries. He who is me, he was in me, is greater than he that is in this world, see. In spite of me, the things I did, the way I lived, the weeds I smoked, days and nights spent drunk, he forgave me, to me. Set me free, touched me with just his fingertips and made me the me that he wanted me to be. Rest in peace, lay the old me, and so here I be. Another day, another new day, blessed, so blessed am I to be in it, this new day. New days and new nights blessing me in the shade of the Most High and his sons. Rays on this new day, touched by his grace, a new day, full of blessings, joy, hope, renewed faith, strength, trust in him, protection, covered by his covering, his love, that which only he can provide. God, unconditional, my God, another new day. Another new day, blessed, so blessed am I to be in it as it begins this new day. So blessed am I, touched by his grace, for real.
Wow, bro.
Wow. And, you know, that piece after what you told us about prior to that, just kind of go hand in hand about this. How blessed you are. I can't imagine how it affected you seeing someone lay there in front of that looks like your son, to have him turn around and tell you that you look like his uncle, and if that's not a blessing. And then you come on with a piece talking about so blessed, you know, it's like it was almost preordained that you went hand in hand. But, wow. I thought I could
Thank you. He said I look like his father, but he was going to call me uncle.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
that's amazing, bro.
Thank you, Paul.
It takes a lot to make me speechless.
Indeed, man. Indeed, it's just, you know, when I hear the story, and you said something that was so significant. His brother just lost both his legs, but he wasn't focusing in on that. He wasn't thinking about that. He needed somebody to talk to. Do you know, Pharrell the poet, that you might be his first encounter with God? The mere fact that he wanted to open up to you he saw the God in you and said, you know what, this is a safe space. I need to unload. I need to get this stuff off my chest. And you might think that him pouring into you was for him. But it was really for you. Because God knew what you needed that night.
Mm-hmm.
You said he looked like your son. God said, well, let me go ahead, let me just give you some words as if your son was still here talking to you. So, brother, you cherish that conversation because that was your angel that you needed to hear from. And it's peace, man. It's peace. You're just amazing, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Once again, my prayers go out to that young man because it was such a thing to sit through, and it took me a while, but like I told you, man, I could not believe this brother had just lost his legs. It was never a part of the conversation. It was just, I've never seen nothing like that, and it just hurt me to my core. I was like traumatized the whole time, and these people don't know. My bosses, when they put you in these rooms, they don't know what you're made of. They don't know what you're capable of. And you're sitting with all types of mental disorders or people that just going through traumatic pains. This is a critical care unit. And it could trigger something in you, you know. And it did trigger something in me. But thank God that I know God and I have him on my side. Because
yes.
I could have lost him.
Hallelujah.
And they don't even know. They don't know. You have to sit in these rooms, man, and it's hurtful. These people are in tremendous amounts of pain, but yet so are the workers. So I thank God, man, and I thank God for a program like this and for the people at Epiphany Radio, for those that may not know, and you hear the giggles and you hear the laughs, and I thank God that we're all able to do those things because there's so much drama going on right now. And I'm thinking about that, and I wanted to speak on that for a second. Okay, we have fun. We have a chat room here, and some of us host up in there. We're having some fun, and we have some giggles in there. And I thank God for that. And I thank God for that because, once again, you guys don't know what I went through. You guys don't know what kind of night I had, what kind of morning I had. I don't know what you guys went through, but when we're in the presence of each other, we're lifting each other up. And I thank God for the ability to still be lifted up, not allowing me to harden my heart to life. When you speak about grace, I'm able to be softened by you guys. You guys soften me, my spirit. Y'all help lift me up and a lot of other people. What you do. But just having this program, I'm lifted up, man, and I feel good, and I'm thankful.
Praise God.
I'm thankful for the experience from last night, and I thank God for it all. And I thank him for his grace and his mercy and each and every blessing that's bestowed upon myself and my loved ones. So this show is bigger than what you guys feel, and you guys are as well. So thank you.
Thank you, brother. Amen.
Another example of God's grace, that he allows us to just be a part of something that touches someone else, that empowers us ourselves, that brings us together. It's sometimes it's hard to even put in words the effect that the words that are shared on these platforms have upon us. Like Pharrell was saying, that, you know, we don't know what each other's going through. God's grace allows us to be what we other, even if we don't know it.
Amen.
God is so good. It's just, he defines comprehension. He defines depiction. He defines so many, defies so many things.
Thank you, God.
At the end of the day, I'm just grateful that he is who he is.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
praise
Lord.
Him, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. He is worthy to be praised.
Shana la bosa. Yes, sir.
Surreal, I need you to share with us something before you go anywhere, though. Mm-hmm. Besides being the man in charge of Epiphany, what do you have going on in Epiphany world?
Well, Paul, each and every Monday night, each and every Monday night, on the corner of Broad and Mifflin, you can find me selling red hot hot dogs, 3 for $0.50, 2 for $1. And yeah, I'll be chilling in the back scene while the brother Van, a.k.a. Poetic, and Mr. Metaphoria is doing a show, and the alternating Monday while Mr. Joel is doing his show with Mrs. Edwina, a.k.a. Trina, at the Kings and Queens Quarters. And that's that piece, Paul. Baby, baby. Enjoying retirement, sipping on lemonade through a long straw. Thanking God for it all. Baby, baby.
Well, I just answered my question. I was just waiting for you to say I retired momentarily and I'm kicked back. But you took the long way around with it.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say the word at all.
You deserve it.
No, but I'm just falling back. I'm just falling back, actually. You know, got some things going on, and the station manager gave me some time so that I can partake in some of the other things that I got going on. I can concentrate on that. And that's the whole purpose of having a great, great guy around like Mr. Poetic, who can run things and take care of things and handle things and just be there, you know. And it's a blessing. That's also a blessing. All of you guys, having all of you guys around, y'all know what y'all doing. Y'all know what to do. So, man, I'm just chilling, Paul. I'm enjoying life and enjoying what's going on over here at Epiphany Radio, bro.
Beautiful thing. You know, and when we find someone who has been in the trenches and done their work, and we can see them bask in the glory and the rewards of their work, it empowers us. You know, so I'm grateful that you're able to do what you're doing right now. Because you definitely paid your dues.
Hey, man. Hey, by the grace of God, man. And, Paul, just to let you know, man, that that poet necklace is calling your name.
Did you see? I need a vote.
It's calling his name.
I mentioned the bracelet and gave him the size of my bracelet. The size of the last one that I purchased from him. But I see he's consummate salesperson, so he's trying to make the set a possibility. And I want to try these. So I don't know. I might get it tonight. You have to inbox me the price, and we'll take that off the air. But, yeah, I need that in my life. And you are going to be a dependent in my next income tax. I don't care what Van says about me not being able to
do
that. It's going to be that or a charitable contribution, one or the other, but I'm getting some of my money back.
Yeah. It's all good, Paul. It's all good, but what, just to throw this out there, whatever bracelet that you see on my page or the Raw Links page is, in fact, is a necklace. Any bracelet could be made into a necklace. Any necklace could be made into a bracelet. And ladies out there, they got the earrings, too. So, you know, just be a poet.
Oh, okay.
Just be a poet.
I know that's right.
You know what? I might need a set of those earrings too for someone that to inspire them. I'm glad you said that about the earrings, because that would be something to really, really inspire somebody I know who's not embracing their skills. Phenomenal, mm-hmm. That lady. And she underestimates herself. So that might just be what it takes. So yeah, we're gonna have to talk, my brother.
But all right,
I want the military discount. I want the senior citizen discount. I want the family discount.
You be getting it, Paul. You be getting over on me too.
I'm not complaining at all, my brother, because you know.
Okay.
Or we know.
Yeah, I'm gonna need some furniture, Paul, because I'm gonna need some furniture, brother. Last time I seen you, man, you gave me a bowl of rice and you had just left Miss Pearlie's house, so you know, all I got was a bowl of rice, and I'll never forget that, Paul. But God is good.
Well, Danya,
I bought some gravy.
She ravaged all your food. I had every one of your favorite foods. Lord, forgive me for this one. Lord, Father, please forgive me for this one. But I had all of your favorite foods, and she took them.
I know you did, Paul. I know you did. You know, but you stopped past her house, and it was her and my nephew there. And, so I understand. She didn't have to send them to the store for anything because you bought it all. And it's all forgiven. The rice was good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We're coming up on the time, close to the time when the fat lady going to kick us off. So we have to do a few things before we get kicked off the air. But this has been phenomenal night. Van, if you would, my brother, I'm going to say my closing remarks, and then if you would give us the Epiphany Rundown and pray us out, I would be ever so grateful.
It would be my pleasure.
So before Van comes on, I just want to thank everybody that called in, everybody that's listening, everybody that wanted to and couldn't. I want to thank you. But most importantly, I just want to thank God for bringing you folks into my life. I don't know what I used to do on Sunday nights. I can't remember. I'm coming up on 6 years doing this, and I can't see the next 6 years without having this in my life. You guys have become so essential to me. But before any further, yes, indeedy, it was nobody but His glory and His grace. But Van, before I get off here, I need your one word, my brother.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen,
close the dictionary.
We indeed enjoy. Oh, you said my word. We indeed
your
enjoy.
Your one word, yes.
Excuse me, Paul. You're cutting me off. I'm trying to talk forthwith. I'm just trying to get a word in edgewise.
Oh, my.
Okay, Paul. My word is magnificent.
Thank you.
I think I said that word.
I doubt it.
That's the word I got.
No, you were miraculous.
Oh, okay, my bad. Continue.
It's okay, for real. I pay attention, sir.
And before I turn the mic over, I'm going to give my word, and then the mic is yours, Van. And my one word was quintessential.
I like that word. You know I like that word.
I like it, too.
And now, Van, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, as I was saying, we have a good time here. We enjoy, we laugh, we praise, we worship. We serve God. We reverence God. We give Him all that He is due. But make no doubt about it, God has called us here to do one thing. And that is to help win souls for Him. So if you would like to know this God that we speak of, this God that we have been talking about and been fellowshipping about and been laughing about, please connect with myself or with Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration. And through God's written word, we will show you how you can be saved. And through our experience, we will tell you why we got saved. So please, let us know. And we will be happy to help you come into the kingdom of God. The lineup for the week. Tomorrow night is going to be Do What You Like with Mr. Metaphoria and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night's going to be Should Be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night's going to be The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Ladies and gentlemen, the Get Down Thursday night with your host, Anonymity. Anonymity. That's right. Say it with me, y'all. Anonymity. He will be hosting. He is the winner of the Get Down Poetry Idol, and he will be hosting. And John Robinson, J. Rob the White Son, and yours truly, Poetic, will be co-hosting the Get Down this coming Thursday. Friday night is an open slot at the moment. And then Saturday night, y'all, let's talk about it. Where we do date night differently. With your host, yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. The topic will be forthcoming. And then next Sunday, we'll be right back here for another edition of the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Paul, stop keying. Stop typing. Stop it. Now,
I'm muted and I'm not typing.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was you for real? I'm sorry, Paul. Forgive me. See what happens when you leave mics open, Paul? See what happens when you leave mics open, Paul? But he is the CEO, so, you know. All right. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you will join me at the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you thanking you for allowing us to express just how good your grace to us truly is. Father God, we've heard testimony after testimony of just how miraculous you are. And
yes,
Lord. We do not want to forsake the fact that you are the all-knowing, true, wonderful, loving God.
Yes, God.
There is no us. Father, you have given us the ability, you have given us gifts so that we can help others, Lord God, come to
yes,
knowledge.
Father.
So, Father God, I would be remiss if I didn't ask for you to forgive us for any sins that we have committed against you that you were displeasing of.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
We live to serve and please you, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father God, I pray that you continue giving us the willpower to be able to do that which you need us to do.
Yes, Lord.
And, Father God, we will always be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that is due you. So, Father, I request that you grant the wants and the needs of those who have been crying out to you for so long, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. We need you. I was going to say they, Lord, but we need you because I need you too, Lord God. There are things that I desire, that I want, that I need, but Father,
yes.
I'm appealing to those who cannot speak right now, Lord God. For
yes,
those
God.
Who are at their wits' end right now, Lord God. For those who just
yes,
don't
Lord.
Have the strength anymore, Lord God.
Yes.
But Father God, we are here to pray for them on their behalf, Lord
yes.
God.
Yes, God.
But Father, we know that when we pray for others and the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, Lord God,
yes.
we're asking you, we're begging you, we're
yes,
pleading
God.
You to help those. Or give
help
us the ability
Lord.
To help them.
Help them, Lord.
Father God, we love you. We
praise you, Lord.
We
praise
you,
Lord.
Spirit and in truth, for it's in Jesus the Christ's name that we
yes,
pray.
Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, God. Amen.
Come on, we worshiping all night tonight. So I hope you're comfortable. Come on, let me hear you. Let me hear you.
You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away.
think about